kvam de rekek, rekek, rekek treizimne, so that the Gemara says, we understand this, why it is repeated. But the Gemara is asking, why does Hiluch have to be repeated twice? Here, just the Gemara starts from the other end. Omaleya, hahu merabonon lerove, bishlei mehiluch hiluch treizimne, so what was not so poshet in the Gemara's Hava Mini Daf Ches, so in the Hava Mini here it's very poshet. Elo rekek rekek treizimne omali chad misachamo vechad misachshom utzrich di tonecho de Hava Mini hanen misachamo davidin she di misgelav lakur nafshai avol misachshom iloi. Alright. Now, this is how so this is how the Gemara explained the rekik rekik treizim. But then the Gemara gives other Amroim give another explanation as for the purpose of this repetition of rekik twice. So Abayo Amar Istrich Sal Kedai Techamine Hanemilei Chedli Haved Aladamis Hanemilei Chedli Haved Aladamis. Now the Rash is pshat here, not the next piece of Gemara. So is very strange. Abayo Amar Istrich Sal Kedai Techamine. Hanemile, when do we say that the Rekik Mai, because of the Hiluch of the Rabbi, is considered as a Rishus Rabbi, Heichad Lahav No Adamis, where it's not Al Adamis Rochav, where the width is not Al Adamis. The Lehav No Adamis, Rashi says, Rochav, the Lehtrich Aloy Milse Lahav Abiseche, Vineach Lahav Mile Hakev, Vilelech Lereishi Shukosho. In other words, if it is not Dalad Amis wide, Dalad Amis wide. So then, it is not so difficult. It's not so difficult to cross that rekik, because it's less than Dalad Amis wide. So Mimele, since it's not difficult to cross it, so people are accustomed. Many people are accustomed to go across it. So Memele, that rekek is handled by Rabbim, is used for the Hiluch Rabbim. So it's a Rishus Rabbim. Avol Heiched Dehaved Dalad Ames. But then when it is Dalad Ames white or more than Dalad Ames white, so many people decide why should they go in the water, cross the water for such a distance, Dalad Ames or more. It's preferable to go all around instead of going in the water. So Mimele, not so many people use the rekek for crossing as in the case where the rekek is less than the Adams. So I would say in such a case, since not so many people use it, so it's not a Rishus Rabbim. Komash Melon, it is a Rishus Rabbim. That's why the Mishnah has to repeat rekek twice. The Rav Ashi Omar Istrich Sal Kodai Techamini Hanemile Heiched Have Dalet. Now what does it mean? Before Nabaye said Hanemile Heiched Eloi Have Dalet, so he spells out Hanemile Heiched Eloi Have Dalet Ames. But Rav Ashi says just the other way. Istrich Sal Kodai Techamini Hanemile Heiched Have Dalet. Does it mean also Dalet Ames, so it means Dalet Vochim? So Rashi says, Hanemile, the Haver Rishus Rabbim, Heiched the Haver Ror Be Dalet Ames. So according to Rashi, Ravashi, when he says Dalet, he also has reference to Dalet Ames, not Dalet Vochim. So it's strange. So in other words, so both Abaye has reference to Dalet Ames, and Rav Ashi has reference to Dalet Ames. So Abai is saying, Istrich, Sal Gleit Chamine, Hanemile, that it's a Rishus Rabbim, Eichad Lehavet Dalet Ames. So then, people don't decide to go all around. And they are disposed to cross it, to go through the river, to walk in the water. So b'meile, it's relatively used by many people. So it's a rishus rabim. Aval hicha the havad al adam is, so there are some people who hesitate to go through the water over more than Daladamis. So instead they go all around. So it's not used, the rekik is not used so much by the rabbim. So I could say it's not the rishus rabim. Commercially, even in the case of havad al adamis, it's even in the case of havad al adamis, it's a rishus rabim. Now Rav Ashi says, istrich. According to Rashi, so then it's more likely to be a rishus rabim. So it's just the reverse. It's more as afuches according to Rashi. It's very strange. I mean, all right, we find machlekes, but it's just the opposite. But this is how Rashi explains it. Avol heiche. So then, where it is daladamis wide, the lavu chelimifseye elo ovre begavaye. So then, they don't jump over it, but they go because you can jump over daladamis. You can jump. So mimele, you go across it. So it's mamish used by the stepping of the rabbi. Masheinkein, avol heiched lo yave abo. If it's less than daladamis. Now daladamis is 24 tvochim, and amo has 6 tvochim. So daladamis is 24 tvochim. But if it's not arbam is wide, it's not 24 tvochim wide. It's 23 tvochim wide. So then, mifsi epasale. So in other words, then many people, instead of stepping in the water and making their feet wet, so they start to jump over. Well, they have to be some jumpers. I mean, to jump over 23 tvochim, it's not so easy. All right, but that doesn't bother me so much. I mean, it seems that according to Rashi's pshat. So, in other words, he's saying just this. I mean, there is no machlekes, because I'll limit both. So, in both cases, it's a rishus rabim. But the question is, how would one be disposed to assume if rekek hadn't been mentioned twice? So there seems to be a disagreement in Svaras Afuches, in how one would be disposed to assume if Rekek had not been mentioned twice. That's strange. And then the other thing, I mean, that as long as it's not 24 Tvochim wide, so then people are disposed to jump over. That's also strange. Alright. Now, then, we'll soon see how the Rambam explained it. The Azder Ravashe Litaimi, the Omar Ravashe, Haiman Dizorik, Vinoch Agude de Gamle, over the on the bridge, on the thing, at the junction of the bridge, it landed, let's say there was a certain board, the junction of the bridge, and it landed there on the junction of the bridge, Michayev, why shall we rabbin bacon bay? So what does it mean? Agude de Gamle. So what is, why does Gemara say, as the Ravashi Tamai? Because according to Ravashi, so Yisr Salt, I mean, Hanim Lichad Havidalet, Avalech, Avarbo, Mipsi Epasale. So the people, most people, when they cross, they don't even step into the water, they just jump over. So you could argue, if they don't step into the water, they don't even come in contact with the tracking. They just jump over it. That's not considered handled by Rabbi. Handled by Rabbi means when you step, when you walk, when your feet come in contact with it. But when you jump over, so you don't handle the karka rekik or the mayim of the rekik. You just handle the avir above the karka and the maya rekik. So maybe that doesn't make it delicious, Rabbi. So kamash milon, that even though people do not step into it, Still it's a Rishis HaRabim, so it could be explained in two ways. Why is it a Rishis HaRabim? Because even though some people avoid stepping into it, but some people decide to step into it, not everybody likes to jump. So there are other people who prefer to walk through. So I could say that in as much as there are some people who avoid stepping into it, so it's not Rishis HaRabim, Komash Melon, that on account of the fact that there are other people who do not avoid stepping into it and who do step into it, so it's Rishis HaRabim because of the some people who step into the rakek. But suppose there'll be a situation where no one steps into it, everybody jumps, then it's not Rishis HaRabim. Or the pshat in the Gemara could be no, that even all the people, even though all the people are disposed to jump over it and no one steps into it, but they still handle it, so they don't come in contact with the karka, so they come in contact with the avir above the trekek, so that also makes it a yuchach rabim. So there are two possible ways of explaining it. Let's see how Rashi explains it. Even though there are many people who avoid stepping into it and they don't put their feet on it, but it's still a Rishus HaRabim because there are all kinds of people. There are people who don't like to step into it and they prefer to jump over it, but there are other people, and that also involves a big number of people who always are accustomed to step into it. So we see that according to Rashi, the only reason as to why the rekek becomes the rekek, or the junction of the bridge, so becomes a Rishus HaRabim, is because there are a number of people who do step into it. But suppose you have a situation that you have, let's say, a certain bridge or a certain rekek, let's say, that no one steps into it. Let's say it has very filthy water and no one wants to step into it, but everybody crosses it, jumps over it. So in such a case, if everybody jumps over it, it doesn't become a Rishus HaRabim, according to Rashi. Let's see how the Rambam explains the Gemara. So, first of all, in regard to the first thing, when Rashi says that when Rav Asher says Yisrich Salka Dalet Hamine Hanemile Yechedave Dalet, so Dalet also means Dalet Ames. So the Rambam says no, Abaye, when he says Dalet, he means Dalet Ames, he spells it out, but Rav Asher doesn't say Dalet Ames, he means Dalet Roche. The Rambam, Rav Asher, Yisrich Salka Dalet Hamine Hanemile Yechedave Dalet Roche Aval Heched Lahave Arbo, but where it's so narrow, the width of the rekek is less than dalet vochim, so then mivziya pasalei, then people jump over it. I mean that is very natural. I mean to jump over a width of less than dalet vochim, that's not much, but of a width of 23 vochim, so that's a lot. All right, that's one thing. But then Rekek Mayim, Perik Yudalet Melech Shabbos Halacha Chav Dalet. Rekek Mayim Shu Eiver B'Shus HaRabim V'Rabim Halchim Bei Im Eim Beim Ke Asorot Vochim Hareyu Ke Shus HaRabim Bein Shoy Yorochei Afilu Arba Ameis Bein Shelohoyo Biror Be'abot Vochim. Where did he get Abot Vochim? So Bein Shelohoyo Afilu Arba Ameis, that's the first, that's a bias Teretz. And Bein Shelohoyo Biror Be'abot Vochim, that's Rav Asher's Teretz. And then he says, why? Sha'arevo midalgin olov ve'imehalchim b'seichei. So apparently, so the Rambam emphasizes that why is it Rishus HaRabim? Because Revo Midalgin. What does it mean, V'imehalchim b'seichei? Now, the imehalchim b'seichei is no mile. So what the Rambam means, Sha'arevo midalgin olov, and even though it's imehalchim b'seichei, but since midalgin olov, that's also Ilochabim. Ilochabim consists dafke in placing the feet in contact with the karka, and if you jump over it, it's also ilochabim. There are all kinds of ways of walking. So sometimes one makes small footsteps, and sometimes one makes big footsteps. Let's say if one has very big feet, and then so every footstep covers a larger area than one who doesn't have such big feet. So when one jumps, it's also considered ilchabim, not like Rashi. So the nafkemine between Rashi and the Rambam would be in regard to a case where you have a rekek and it is established that no one steps into it. Let's say the rekek has filthy water, but everybody jumps over it. So according to Rashi, it wouldn't be a Rishus HaRabim. Only when is it considered the ilochabim? If people place their feet in it, they bring it in contact with that. But if they jump over it, even though it's done by many people, it's not considered Rishus HaRabim. And according to the Rambam, it is considered Rishus HaRabim.
Hazirik Nayam Lia Bosho Umlea Bosho Liam Umleyam Lia Svilisvino Umnasvino Yam Nasvino Lechava to Pot. So Yam is a Carmelis. So and Yabosho can be a Rishus HaRabim. So Mnayam Lia Bosho, that's a Carmelis Rishus HaRabim, so he's Potter. Mnaya Bosho Liam is Rishus HaRabim, the Carmelis is Potter. Mnayam is a Carmelis, Svino is a Rishus HaYochit. So from Carmelis Rishus HaYochit, it's Potter. Minasvino Yam from Rishus HaYochit the Carmelis, so it's Potter. Minasvino Lechavato, even if they belong to different owners, so it's a Chosashin Mereves, so it's only an Isad Rabbonon. There is no Isad Raise, so it's Potter. Svina is Kshura Izu Bezu, if they are tied to each other, Mitaltel Mizu Lezu. Imen in Kshura is, Afal Pishim Kofis, even though they are close to one another, emitalt mizulezu. So the Gemara applies it to a case where they belong to different owners. So mele is, so it requires an erev, and since if they are not kshure, so the karmelis is mafsik. So mele that negates the erev. That negates the erev. All right. Now the Rashi. Mayam li avosha mikarmelis lishus rab. Mayam li svina mikarmelis lishus ayochin. Mitalt mizulezu mikbar porch pshite shemukofei smuchei zulezu k'makiv nishtichovies mitalt mizulezu the mehefse karmeles mifrishe ma'adode. Since the karmeles is mafsik, so that is mivatul deira v'anamu k'mino lebigmore shasvini shalmi yodo v'al deirev mitalt mizulezu hilkach ki mifrishe u mafsik karmeles. So the karmeles intervenes between one sin and the other, so bottle deira. So the Erev Chatzeres is bottle. Itma, Svino, Ravune Omar, Meitzim Imenu Ziz Kolshev, Umimale. So Ravune says, in other words, now suppose they are on a Svino and they have to draw water. They have to drink water. So they have to draw water from the Yam into the Svino. The Svino is Rishayochit. The Yam is a Carmelis. Now you're not allowed with the Rabbonon to be Mitalteim from a Carmelis into the Yam, so how can you possibly draw water? What is Ravuna or Marmitzin Menuzis called Shumimal? If you construct a projection, I mean any size, a projection of any size that protrudes from the Deifen Hasvino, so then he draws water from the Yam and he puts it on the projection, and then from the projection he brings it inside into the Svino.
Rav Chisda and Rabbi and Ravune Amre Eise Mikim Arbo Mimal. Ravune Omar Meitzi Menu Zis Kol Shul Mimalei Kosova Karmeles Miare Mashchinon Viavire Mokim Ptur. Ravune holds that we start reckoning that the Yud Vochim of the Yam from the karka beneath the water of the sea. So the Ziz is bound to be more than 10 tvochim above the surface of the karka that is beneath the water of the sea. So it's a mokim too. So why do we need a Ziz, a projection? So let him just draw water from the Yam. The Yam is a karmeles. The Yam is a karmeles, and then it is derech mokim tu. Elo kehich had the level ekir. In order that people shouldn't equate it with a direct tilt from karmeles in the rishus ayochid, so mele the chachomim required that there should be a ziz. ורב חיסדה ורב ברבונה אמרה איצה מוקים ארבו וממל כסברה קרמלס מספס מים השכינו מיה ארס מיכתה אילו יאובית מוקים ארבו כמיטלטל מקרמלס לשוס היוחד. In other words, so he has to have a מוקים ארבו, so then דלת על דלת, so it will have a din, so that Ziz will have a din of לשוס היוחד. We'll soon see, I mean, how will it have a din? So it will have a din of a So Mimele he'll be able to be mitaltel from beneath the Ziz, and straight in a straight vertical line he'll draw water from beneath the Ziz, and there will be, as Rishenim point out, there will be a hollow in the projection, in the succession, and then he'll just pull water from just beneath the Ziz up to the Ziz, and then into the Svino. Now, why? So it has to be Dalet to become a Rishus HaYochid. Because if it will not be Dalet, if it will not be Dalet, so then he'll be Mitalteil Mikalmeles Rishus HaYochid. And we do not say that inasmuch as the Ziz is more than 10 tvochim from the karka beneath the water, so mele it has a din of a mokim tur. No, because Rav Chisda and Rabbi Ravuna hold that we start reckoning the 10 tvochim not from the surface of the karka beneath the water of the sea, but we start reckoning the 10 tvochim from the upper surface of the water itself. So mele the Ziz is within 10 tvochim from the surface of the water. So mele it's not a mokim tur. So that's why he has to construct the dalet al dalet in order that it should become a rishus hayochid. And he'll start drawing the water from the sea just beneath the hollow of the Ziz above it. So it's a rishus hayochid. So it acquires a din of rishus hayochid. Now, when we discussed the Gemara of Hazirik Nayam Lisratim Nesratel Yam Potter Epshim Neim Yish Mokim Shizorak Omukasor of Rochav Arbo Chayev. So the Ravet says, now the question is, why are the Rabbonim Chilik on Epshimen? Epshimen seems to be justified that in saying that if there is a pit in the Karka Yam that is omek asor of abo, so that is a din of rishus hayochid. But the rabbon nachelik on Rav Shimon. So the Ravid in the Asoges and the Rambam says the reason is why the rabbon nachelik, and they say that the pit in the karkayam does not have a din of rishus hayochid, even though it's omek asor of rochav dalet, because it's filled up with water, and the water is sofo on the surface of the yam, and also over the bayah. So mainly it's not a rishus hayochid. So we explained it. What's the pshat in the Ravid? The pshat in the Ravid, I mentioned what the Rambam says, and the Rambam paskens, of course, the Rambam paskens like Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baravune, so that all the water that lies, that covers the karka yam, is considered like karka ovo. So Mimele, we cannot consider the Beya that is Omekasor on Rochav Daled in the Karakayam as a separate Rishta Yochid. Because after all, it's like one thick Karaka. So in other words, that means that the Karaka of the Beya doesn't begin at the bottom. But it begins with the surface of the water. Oh, so that is all right if we pasken like Hafriz and Rabbi Baravune that Mayara smicht it's Karkov. But there is another mandoma. Ravune he says that Karmeles Meare Mashkino. So in other words, so we do not consider all the water that covers the Karka Yam is a Karka Ovo. So the question of Ayah, so what's the pshat in the Raivet? The Raivet says because the water fills it up. So we have to say that the machlekes between Ravune and on one hand and Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baravune on the other is in regard to the Rabbonot. So Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baravune hold that even with Rabbonon we consider the water as a Karka Ovo. So Mimele, in respect to the Yisra Rabbonon of Carmelis, so we start reckoning the 10 Tvochim not from the Karka, not from the surface of the Karka beneath the water, but from the surface of the water that covers the Karka Yam. Whereas Ravuna holds that mid Rabbonon, we do not consider vis-a-vis the Rabbonons of Carmelis, we do not start reckoning from the surface of the water, but we start reckoning from the surface of the Karka. Masheinkim vis-a-vis the Raise, so even Ravune will be made that we say that Mayar is smichted on me. So Mele, even according to Ravune, so the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon say that the Beya that is Omek Asor and Rochev Daled in the Karka Hayam is not considered Rishta Yochid. Why? Because it's considered like Ares Michte. Midraise we certainly consider Ares Michte. But the question the Ravune only says in regard to the Rabbonon of Carmelis, so we start reckoning from the Karka beneath the Yam. Now let's see the Rashi. Svino am forestin with Svino Bayom. Mate is this culture. Midev the Asvina la Mai. Leheka Bound. Can the forage was Umimali Mirayamu Machnis Lisvino. Mokimabo. Holo Daled Mukef Michitis Tanis. Umichito Pluyo Materas Bemai. So Rashi says Mukef Michitis Tanis. So the Russian implies that the Michitis does not have to have a yud. Even if he doesn't have yud, even if it's mechitzes stanis, less than yud. So we apply the halacha of gudachis, and to the rabbonon of Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yude, they hold we don't say gudachis. So that's by Yabosho they don't say gudachis because pkiyas gdoim shmo pkiyo. But here it's Biyam, so then even the Rabbon will agree that we say Gudachis. And we say Gudachis even though the Mechitzes, the walls of the Ziz, let's say, suppose you have, this is a Ziz, and then you have a Mechitze, much less than 10 Tvachim. So it's also all right, because we apply the Aloch of Gudachis. Now, Rashi says Mechitzes Tanis. But is there any shiur? Rashi doesn't say. So in other words, it could be that he doesn't have to have any shiur. Because even if it is just a projection, but there is the uve of the ziz, there is the uve aziz. So monefshech, either we say that it must have 10 tvochim, mechitzes 10 tvochim, or if we say that he doesn't have to have the mechitzes 10 tvachim, so Mimele, no matter how small the mechitze is, it's still a mechitze. So without any mechitzes on the ziz, not only if it's like this, suppose it just exists. So the Uvi Aziz, that in itself is a mechitze. So we say that it's here, it's Veseisim, by applying the aloha like Pitikho, yeah, Veseisim. Now it's not here, here it's not the aloha of Pitikho. I mean, it is not all in the shaila of Pitikho, yeah, Veseisim. So there we have a machlikes, Rav and Shmuel, a machlikes, the Rashid, Rav Nutam, and the Rambam, whether we must have, according to Rav, at least one mechitze, or we must have at least two mechitzes, or we must have at least three mechitzes. But here, there is a kule b'mayim. So the kule b'mayim. So we don't have to have any mechitzes. So we apply the aloche of Gudasik. That's how it's mashma from Rashi Shite. Just in regard to the Uve Aziz. So that's also mechitzetam. That's also mechitzetam. All right. We came above hold out into mechitzes tanis and mechitzes tluyo materes mayim. But there is aloche that mechitzes tluyo in shmo mechitze. That, in other words, even if the mechitze is stand for him high, but if it remains suspended, it ends in the avir, it doesn't go down to the karka oretz, so then it's not a mechitze. It's not a mechitze. But b'mayim itiro. So b'mayim itiro. All right. Kamles mare mashkim. Yud shel avir shenosel chachom lisa kamles. Kedamrinam ferekame. Vitifeses ad yud mikakoyis hayam. Mikakoyis hayam mashkim. We start recognizing it from the surface of the karke beneath the water. Veavir shel mayla miyud. Veafile imayim. Have mokim ptur. Hilkar beterek o shokol lechatchil. The less level akir lechal mezgmur. Ares michti. Vichol amayim. Kamlesi. Smichdov. Smichdov. Now let's see the thesis. Eise mikim abo mima pirish bikin kuntres eise mechitze stans vein lira la ramneta you see Rashi Sloshen is mikim abo cholol dalet mukef mechitze stans so the Teisves mentions in the name of Rashi eise mechitze stans there is a difference between the expression mukef mechitzes tanes and eise mechitzes tanes, because the expression mukef mechitzes tanes could be explained that you don't even have to construct mechitzes on this is, because since you don't require ten tvochim, so why couldn't the uve haziz itself be considered a mechitzes tan? But Teisves mentions in the name of Rashi eise mechitzes tanes, so that means that is the connotation that you have to construct mechitzes tanes and the uve aziz. So it appears that Teisves understood in Rashi that we cannot say just the uve aziz itself is considered the mechitzes, even by applying the law of gedachis, because Teisves mentions in the name of Rashi eise mechitzes tanes. But we'll see. I mean, from other Rishonim, they say explicitly, some other Rishonim, that you don't need any mechitzes. We just say gudachis. How do we say gudachis? Because of the uvi aziz. There must be uvi aziz. But from Teisves Loshen, it's mashma that he understood in Rashi, eise mechitzes tanes. In other words, if you don't construct any mechitzes, not even a small mechitze, so then it doesn't become arish sayochit. But the kula here is that if you do construct the mechitze ktam, even though it's less than 10 tvochim, so then it becomes arish sayochit. All right. Pir bekunda seis mechitze tanis. Vein nira la rabbe tamul ri. Dot nam bifere keitzat mishtatfin. Zustro shehi lemailo min hayam. Min hamayim. Eimimali mimenu mayim bishabes. Eimimali mimenu mayim bishabes. Elohim kinoslo mechitze govei ayut. So we see that even by Mayim, so we are only matir mechitze tluya. Even though the mechitze doesn't go down to the karke, it's still all right. But it has to have mechitzes yud. So that means that the exustre has to have mechitzes yud. So here too, the ziz has to have mechitzes yud. Has to have mechitzes yud. Zuz is malim na mayim. Emi malim menu mayim b'shabes kmochot mechitze kovei yud. Elo, so in other words, mechitzes tanes is not enough. Elo, so what's the pshat? Elo, eise mokim arbo haine shehi aziz rochif arbo tvochim kidei shelo yiyu ha-mechitzes asuyeis lifoches me'arba. So in other words, this, the lotion of Teisves is very strange.
You see, Teisves is Masik and Rashi, because Rashi implies that even if the mechitzes of the Ziz are not in Tvachim Hai, so it's still alright. So he mentions the Mishnah in Erev that the Gzusre has to have mechitzes of Yud. So Mimele, what should Teisves say? So Teisves should say, Eloei se mokei, Arbo? The Gemara says Arbo. So in other words, he eise mokim abo and veise al gabo mechitzes yud. That's what Teisves should say, because as far as Dalet is concerned, so the Gemara says that Rav Friedel Rav Ravuna amre eise mekim abo. So but Rashi et mechitzes tanis. So Teisves is chelik. So what Teisves should have said is Elim kein elo eise mokim. Haine, she yi aziz rochev abot vochim. Haine, she weise mechitzes yud, ve yi aziz rochev abot vochim, kidei shelo yi wa mechitzes asuyes lepoches me'arba. Of course, that is true, because if it's not arba, so then the mechitzes do not have a chalisha mechitzes, if they don't enclose a space of arba al arba. But the main thing that Teisves is masik against Rashi is the fact that Rashi says Eise Mechitzes Tanis. So Teisves should emphasize that, and Teisves doesn't emphasize that. Teisves just says Eloi se mokim ani she aziz rochiv abot vochim. That Rashi is made it. Kedei shelo yamchitzes asuyes lipoches miarba. So the main thing that Teisves disagrees with Rashi is the fact that whereas according to Rashi, so the, you can construct mechitzes tanis. So let's say that the pshat in Rashi is that the uvei aziz is not enough. So you have to construct the mechitzes tanis. But Rashi certainly says mechitzes tanis. So that means even if you construct a mechitze less than 10 tvachim, let's say then just a mechitze of 5 tvachim, so it's also all right. And Teisves is chelik. So Teisves should emphasize that. And Teisves does not emphasize that. Teisves just emphasize Elei se mokim haine she yaziz rochiv arbo tvachim kidei shelo yiyu hamechitzes asuyes lipoches mi'arba. I mean, that's not the important thing. It's very strange, the Lashon of Teisves. Alright, so you can say that the Pshat in Teisves is, even though the Lashon is not smooth, the Pshat in Teisves is Shehei Aziz Rochev Arbo Tvochim Kizliamchitz Asuyis Lepoches Me'arba. Mimele you have to construct, according to Rav Frisde and Rav Ravune, we have to construct a Mechitze of 10 Tvochim and 10 Tvochim, but in order that even the mechitze of 10 tvachim should have a chalish and mechitze, so there must be a space of dalet al dalet enclosed. That's Teisves Lishitosei. Teisves Lishitosei Tafches in the Sugi of Kaveres or Kofa al Pio. So Teisves says, Shivo Mechzo Poter. אבל הנה רוחבוב, אפילו זיינו מחצו חייב. דלאמרינו לא וודל במחיצס, ומחיצס לא יחשיב אלא כשיהי שם רוחב דלת, אבל כשיהי רוחב דלת, הרי כשוחף יצן דלני. So in other words, so this is what it is, that if a kesel, a fence, doesn't enclose a space of דלת על דלת, it doesn't even have a חליש המחיצ. We said that Rashi Shita is to the contrary. Rashi Shita is, a חליש המחיצ it has, but it cannot become if it doesn't enclose the space of the Dalet. But Halisha Mechitze, it has. That's the reason as to why Rashi is really contentious in that Gemara. So, of Kof Al Pio. So Rashi says that the Gemara of Kof Al Pio has referenced the case of Inner Rochev Shisho. But Teisves says it has referenced the case of Rochev Shisho. Because if it's Inner Rochev Shisho, it doesn't enclose a space of Dal Dalet. So Memele, it doesn't even have a Chalisha Mechitze. So we cannot apply the Aloche of Lovud of Mechitzes. So of course, Teisves Lishito say, so he has to say, Hashei Aziz Rochev Arbo Tvochim Kineshei Mechitze Asuyis Lepoches Me'arba. So even though the Mechitzes that are constructed are you tvachim hai? But they do not have chalisha mechitze. But why didn't Teisves emphasize that he has to construct mechitzes yud? That Teisves doesn't emphasize. That makes it a little strange. But we can explain it. Now then Teisves says, but let's see. I mean, we'll go over the Ramba. Ulman di shore hochem bizis kolshu loy tikshe. So the Ravune who says that here is this culture is not loitikshe. The maker osom loitikshe. The maker osom kishein hamayim amukim yud. So the kashi is. So Ravune says that this culture is enough. Why? Because karmeles mearem ashkenon. So the yud vochim of the avir karmeles are reckoned from the surface of the karki beneath the water, not from the surface of the water of the sea. So mimele is this culture is already lemailom yud, so it's a mokim tur. So the question is, why does the Mishnah Rabbin say gzus troshu lemailom na mayim emimal mayim shabbos the most mechitzah gavei yud? Who needs mechitzah gavei yud? Suppose the mechitzah is not gavei yud. You know, it has no mechitzes. You just as exustre. Exustre is also a projection. But since we start recognizing that the yutvochim, avir, of the karmeles, from the surface of the karka, so in all probability, so the exustre is more than 10 tvochim above the surface of the karka. So it's a mokim tur. So without yutvochim mechitzes, why does the Mishnah require an erev yutvochim mechitzes? So Teisa says, litikshe, dimeike hosom kishinamayim amukim yut. Normally, so if the, so it is more than 10 tvochim above the surface of the karka. But sometimes you find in the yam, in a river, when it's very shallow, sometimes. So when it is very shallow, so that Mishnah that says, Kzustro shlemailo min amayim, emimal min mayim b'shabes, has reference to the case where the where it's very shallow. So memele, if it doesn't make mechitzes, yud above the Kzustre, so then it will be within 10 tvochim from the surface of the car. In amehosom gazrin on shemo yala ayam shirti. The Gemara says many times, sometimes, in other words, that it will be filled up with many pebbles. So, in other words, so then from the surface of the pebbles above the karka to the exustre, so then, because as the waves fall, so they carry with it pebbles and stones and all kinds of things. So, many times, just at the shore of the sea or the river, you'll find that an accumulation of pebbles. So that elevates the surface of the karkayam. So mele, so you have to start reckoning not from the surface of the karka, the natural karka of the yam, but the actual surface of the less of the upper pebbles. So mele, so we are geyser. Because over there we're not dealing with this, we are dealing with exustre. Let's say, suppose you have a certain building or let's say or a board, and then a projection comes out from that building that is near the shore, near the river. So there it can be very shallow, but the svino goes in the travels in the interior of the yam. So memele. So memele there, it's impossible that it should be shallow. You see. All right. Now let's see the Rambam. Now the first Ramban. Hod Omar Ravuna the Mitzis is Kosho. Vada Lamata Miyut Misvasmaye Kamrino. In other words, that when Ravuna says Mitzis Kosho, so he has reference to a case where disease is within 10 tvochim from the surface of the water. Dilemailo. Because if disease is more than 10 tvochim from the surface of the water, so even Rav Chisda and Rabbi Avuna, so b'mashe sagu,
So Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baravune wouldn't be chilek, so they would also agree, because Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baravune hold that we start reckoning from the surface of the water, not from the surface of the karka beneath the water. But if the disease is more than 10 tvachim above the surface of the water, so even according to Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baravune, it's a mokim tor. So why do they require dalet? My master said, so even according to Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baravune, miu afal pikein kosher. The Amoron before came, the Mato Meyud name, I kedalet have a kamelis, viloi mokim tobal meave, hilka bezis kolchu sage. So the kasha is against Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baravune. True that we are dealing with disease that is within 10 tvachim from the surface of the water, more than 10 tvachim from the surface of the kark, but within 10 tvachim from the surface of the water. So true that Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baravune hold, we start reckoning the 10 tvachim avir kamelis from the surface of the water, but the Gemara says in the first Perik that any dova misuyeh that's more than gimel tvachim from the karka, more than gimel tvachim from the karka, Rishus Arabi, and it is less than dalet al dalet, as a din of mokim tur, as a din of mokim tur. So mimele, why does Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baravune say that this culture is not all right? Why shouldn't it be all right? Even though the Z's culture happens to be, let's say, 5 tvachim above the surface of the water. 5 tvachim only above the surface of the water. But it's a dova misuyem. And it doesn't have dalet al dalet. So mele it's a mokim tur. So he's allowed to carry to draw water from the yam, from the kamelis into the mokim tur, and then to draw the same water, to move the water from the Ziz, from the mokim tur, into the svino, into the Rishus Ayochi. So why does Rav Chisda Rabbi Baravune say this culture is not alright? V'yesh tov da tu turuti. V'yesh leima de aver kalmelesu v'initzo aziz klum. So the first teretz is, and the plain pshat in the first teretz is, I don't understand why Rabbi Zalman says that it's not mashma like that, but it seems that this is the pashtes, the pashtes haloshen of the Ramban. The aver kalmelesu v'initzo aziz klum. In other words, because motzo mines mine v'neir. In other words, there is a machlekes in Erev. I mentioned that a number of times. There is a machlekes in Erev and Daftes between Abai and Rove. As to whether we say Motzon Mines Mine Binei or not. There is a machlekes Rishenim how we pass. The Rambam passes like Rove that we do say Motzon Mines Mine Binei. So Kamales is more homur than Rishus Arab. And the Raivet says there are some Rishenim who pass like Abaye. That we do not say motzon mines mine v'neiah. So the machleket between Abaye and Rove is in regard to a specific situation. So the Gemara says, after some medale, Toner of Zaka came to Rabbi Yechanan, when he came with the Hazakir on Eden Kikamalis. Omalei puk ton livro. In other words, Rabbi Yechanan didn't like it, what Rav Zaka said. Omar Abaye. Abaye mistabre milsed Rabbi Yechanan that it's not Kikamalis. So it's not mistabel like Rabbi Yechanan. Bin lechoyim, so you zoser. You're not allowed to be mitaltel. Bin lechoyim, v'rove omar bin lechoyim name muter. Bin lechoyim name muter. So the Gemara says, Omar Abaye, mino amino. So in other words, so what does Abaye say? Bin lechoyim is zoser. And Rove says that Ben Choyim is Muta. And the machleket between Abaye and Rove is in respect to a Rishus HaRabi. In other words, you have a Rishus Rabbi, and then you have a Move that is open on one side to a Rishus Rabbi, and it has three mechitzes, and then it has on the fourth side, where it's open to the Rishus Rabbim, it has a lechi. So the question is, now here is the lechi, you put out the lechi. Here is the Move. It has three mechitzes. It's a Move sosum. And here, the fourth side, it's open to Rishus Rabbim, but it's set up a lechi. So the question is, this space, Beit Halachoy, are you allowed to be mitaltel or are you not allowed to be mitaltel? And here there is a Rishus Rabbim. So Abaye says that you also, Rove says you are allowed to be mitaltel. So then the Gemara says, Omar Abaye no amin lo, Omar Rav Chome Bagui, Omar Rav, Teich HaPesach Tzorich Lecherach HaLatirei. When he went over the Gemara Daftes, so we went over this Gemara, Tzorich Lecherach HaLatirei. Uvichi Teimediz Bidal Dal Dalet, Omar Rav Chonim Bagui, Omar Rav, Teich HaPesach, Afal Pishem Bidal Dal Dalet, Tzorich Lecherach HaLatirei. Tzorich Lecherach HaLatirei. So in other words, without an extra lechi to set up here, you wouldn't be able to carry here. So in other words, the lechi cannot be matir on its own space. So you have to set up another lechi here to be able to carry here. So v'chi teimi, these bidal dal dalet v'omar avchonim barov v'omar av teich haPesach af al pi she'im bidal dal dalet. So it doesn't become bottle. It doesn't become bottle. So it's tzorich lecherach latire. Tzorich lecherach latire. V'rov hosom. The pasuach likamles. So then, if it's pasuach likamles, when do we say that teicha pesach sheim bidal dal dalet is soich lecherach latire? If it's pasuach likamles, so then rove is made that it's osa. Mashein kein if it's pasuach to rishus rabim. Here is a rishus rabim. So rove says it's muter. Avol rishus rabim may shore yitzive ba'ar v'giyur b'shemeshmai. So that means that kamles is mochamo. If the move is posuach, Roshus Rabbim, so then Techalechi is mutalitaltel. And if the Kamel, according to Rabbi, and if the move is open to a Kameles, so then Techalechi is also litaltel. And we need another Lechi in order to be matir, to carry here, in this Lechi, Techalechi here. So Gemara says, hey, Motzon Mines Minevineya. Because if it's posuach, likamales, so then it's mochomo, because if it's pasuach likamales, so every mokim p'tur is, I mean, every klikamales is a mokim p'tur. So midraise. So memele we say motzom minas minivineya. Anyway, so it's a machlekes abay and rove whether we say motzom minas minivineya or not. The Rambam paskins like rove that we say motzom minas minivineya. So the Rambam says, "Mutal italtlu b'movi tachas akiro ibein alchoyim." B'medva amurim b'shol yosomuch l'rishus rabim. Avol moisovach l'kalmles osol italtlu tachas akiro ibein alchayim. Ibein alchayim ad shi'asel echi achel hatat tichapesach. Sharimotz minas minu v'neiya. Then the Raivet is chilek in respect to kiro also, but that's something else. There's nothing to do with us. But then he says, "V'yikeman di posake abaye di bein lechoyimos." So Mimele, this is what the Ramban means. This is what the Ramban means. The Ramban says, the Ramban is the kashe. So even though disease is limatum yud misvas maye, so why does Rav Chisda Rav Ravune say it's not alright? But it's a Dova Misuyim, so Dova Misuyim that is more than Gimel. From the Kalkarish Sarabim and then it says Dalet and it's more than Gimel, and if it doesn't have Dalet al Dalet, so it has a din of a Mokim Ptur, so it should be a muter to be mitaltail water from the Yam, the Kamales, into the Mokim Ptur, and then from the Mokim Ptur, from the Z sculpture, into the Svino. So he gives the first Taratzis, V'yishlema da'ave Kamalesu, Vein itzoa Ziz klum. In other words, when do we say that more than Gimel Tvochim from the Karka and less than Dalet Tvochim is a Mokim Dalet and less than Dalet Dalet is a Mokim Tur? That's only if you have a Ziz in a Rishus Rabbim. let's say you have a projection protruding from a building in Rishus Rabim above Gimut Vochim from the Karka, and it's less than Dalet al Dalet, so then it has a dinner of Makim Tum. But suppose you have a projection protruding from a building in a Karmelis. In the Karmelis, it's more than Gimut Vochim from the Karka of the Karmelis, and it's less than Dalet al Dalet, then, so it's Motzo Mines Mine Vineyeya. So in other words, it will become bottle to the karka of the Karmelis, because midraise the Karmelis and the Mokim Ptur, there's the same thing. So Mimele, we say Motzamines Minevineya, so even that is culture will have a din of a Karmelis. That's what it means. The Ave Karmelisu, Venitzraz is gloom, because Motzamines Minevineya. Oidin Shleima, a second teretz. The sphere of Yafil Beshu is the Rabbonon, Ulvacho Yachlifu, the Hilkach also lehitzi Mikamales the Yam, Lisvino, Shirish Zerabim Derze, Afal Pisho, Mokim Tur, for Haname Mashim Ferkis Mistafin, with Fumaskone, the Rabbine, the Rabbichen, Afil Rabbonon, Namikoma, Ulvacho lo Yachlifu. So, in other words, because there is a loche that we had that. Mokim Shir, the Choser, Ravdim Om Rabbi Yechanan, Mokim Shim Vidalet al Dalet Vochim Mutal Nevishayoch Mishram Nechatifolov, Ulvachalo Yachlifu. So it's also to carry over a Chifetz from the Rishus Rabbim into the Mokim Tur, and then again the same person will move it over from the Mokim Tur into the Rishus Ayoch, even though he does it in two steps. So it's also because of Ixayah. That's Ligabi Rishus Rabbi. How about the Karmelis? So in the Gemara in Erevin, there is a machlekes between Rav Dima and Rav Yechanan and Zira and Rav Yechanan. So he says that, and it's mashma from the Gemara in Erevin, that Rabbine holds that the Yisea, according to Rav Dima and Rav Yechanan, so when is there Exeira Shal Yachlifu by Rishus Rabbi? Mashein came by Karmelis, so it's like Zera, so we are not, so then even Lachlifo eats Muta. So he can do it. First, he's allowed to be Mitaltal from the Karmelis and Mokim Tur, and then, in the second step, from the Mokim Tur into the Rishayoch. And according to Zera, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, so the same Zera, who will watch Lachlifo, applies to a Karmelis as well. And from Rabbine it's Mashma, that it applies to Karmelis as well. So Mimela, that's why Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baravune say that this culture is not alright if it is within 10 Tvachim from the surface of the Mayim. Why? Because true that as long as it is more than 3 Tvachim above, so it's Mokim Misuyem, so it has a din of a Mokim Ptur, but he is not allowed to first carry the Mayim from the Karmelis, from the Yam, into the Ziz, the Mokim Ptur, and then to move it over from the Ziz into the Svin of the Rishus Ayochid, because we will watch the Yachlif, so even the Karmelis it's also. So that machleiket between Rav Dima and Rav Yechanan and Zira and Rav Yechanan and Rabbine, so he's in daf Pesayin Amud Aleph and Pesayin Amud Beis. All right. Now the next Rambam. Eise mikim daled umimale koshali tuve mikim daled name oy kamales ave oy rish ayochid acher ave. It's a very strong kasha. Ki yishikov v'yasoro v'kom mofik mikamales lishus ayochid umayta kam. So the question is this: Monefshech, either the disease that has the Dal Dalet is within 10 Tvachim, it's not 10 Tvachim high, so then it is a Karmelis. So of what avail is the construction? Is the construction of disease? So it's a Karmelis. So in other words, you can construct disease in several ways. You can construct disease limayomiyut, and you can construct it limatomiyut. And when you construct it limatomiyut, you can also construct it in two ways. Because either you just construct disease, a protrusion from the Deif and Asvino, and no mechitzes. Or you can make a protrusion from the day from the Svino Yiziz and then construct on top of it al gabov mechitzes yud. So in other words, there are three situations how you can do it. Either it protrudes lemaila miyud, or it protrudes within yud, and you construct a mechitze of yud. So again, you make it into rishis hayochid, or you don't deconstruct the mechitze of yud. So then it's not a rishis hayochid, then it's a nitzamoles. So monefshech. If it is a kamales, if you construct the ziz in such a way that it turns out to be a kamales, so of what avail is the construction of the ziz? In other words, so then you are allowed to carry over the water from the yam, which is a kamales, on the top of the ziz, which is another kamales. But then what? But you're not allowed to bring it into the svino. Because then you'll bring it from the ziz, which is a kamales, into the svino, as a reshayochit. But if you construct it in such a way that it becomes a reshayochit, either by making the protrusion more than tentvochim above, or even if it's within tentvochim, but you construct a mechitza of yud, so then it becomes a reshayochit. So then, of no avail is the construction of disease, because then if disease becomes a rishis hayochid, so then when you move, when you draw water from the yam, you draw water from the kamales, you put it on disease. What's that? A rishis hayochid. How are you allowed to put it on disease? It's a rishis hayochid. Once you put it on disease, you have no more problems. Then you move it over from disease, which is one rishis hayochid, and the sin is another rishis hayochid. But how are you allowed to draw water from the yam into the disease rishis hayochid? This is his kashi. Koshli tuve. Mokim dalid name u ikam le savu shay yochid ache rave. Kishi govi asoro. Vikomo. Govi asoro can be in two ways. Either because the protrusion is high above asoro, or even if the protrusion is within asoro, but you construct mechitzes and disease of asoro. Vikomo fikul mikam le shay yochid umayta kante. Ache matzon rabben hay goyin zal. Shekosa avu yadineinu gireyin yehudo. זקנינו זל, אי מאיר, ששום המנסקנים שאיסי מוקים, כאינטיבו פחוס או איסל פחוס. And then, ונמצא סיוע בתלמוד ארץ ישראל. So in other words, so he says that what you do with... In other words, it's like a sal פחוס, in other words, you take a ziz and you make a hollow in that ziz. You make a hollow and then you draw down a pail through the hollow. This is the ziz. So you draw down a pail through that hollow in that ziz. So, and you draw water from the yam just beneath, and you don't carry it like this, but you draw the water through the hollow from the yam beneath. So in other words, so the whole space becomes a rishis hayochid, because by applying the aloche of gudachis, so then we say gudachis mechitza. Let's say if you construct on top of the ziz, now the Ramban doesn't spell it out what it means, but let's say that he constructs mechitzes yud, and then you have a hollow in the ziz. So Memele and Bemayim, we say Gudachis, even according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yisrael Yude. So then we imagine as if that Mechitza that is constructed on the Ziz goes down up to the Karka Hayam. So Memele, the whole space up to the Karka Hayam is Rishis Hayochid, and he draws it just in a vertical direction. He draws it. He doesn't draw it here and then he pulls it from the kamales into Rishis Hayochid. He draws it from the water just beneath the hollow. That's also Rishis Hayochid, because we apply the aloche of gudachis. This is what he's saying. So shishomim naskenim sheisim mokim kintei v'pchuso. We sal pchuso. We make a hollow. We carve out. So then the whole mokim becomes a Rishis Hayochid by applying the aloche of gudachis. And even though the Rabbanon don't say gudachis, but by mayim, they do say gudachis.
Then he says, "We nimmt das Yoah b'Talmud Eretz Yisrael. Pirushli Perushei. Beis Shomu b'Misachaseir v'Mfirkizet Mishtatfin. Reb Hanani ben Akavya Imeir. Gzustre shel Dalet al Dalet. Chikik bo Dalet. Chikik bo Dalet al Dalet u'Mimalei. Mishtabim on Kuv v'Gud. Now, so Hanani ben Akavya says that we say both. In other words, suppose you have a big board, and let's say the length, this is Dalet Ames, Chof Dalet Tvachim, 24 Tvachim, because an Amo is 6 Tvachim. So if it's Dalet Ames, or Dalet Ames. So this is Chof Dalet Tvachim, and this is Chof Dalet Tvachim. So then, he makes, let's say, Dalet Tvachim, a Cholol. He makes a Cholol of Dalet Tvachim in the middle. So there's Dalet Tvachim. And then, we imagine a sieve, because if it is 24 tvachim long, 24 long, so that means, so then in the middle, you make a hollow of dalet tvachim, so you have 10 tvachim, so you have 20 tvachim, amid, left. So then we say, koif, so in other words, so then that's 10 tvachim, and then you also say this here, koif, so it's another 10 tvachim. So, but it's still a mechitzat luyo, but then we apply the halacha of gedachis too. So in other words, we say koiv and good. That's according, it's all in the imagination. But Rav Hanani Me'akavya says that if the board is 24 tvachim long and 24 tvachim wide, so then we say koiv. First of all, we make a chkak. We carve out a hollow space of Dalet Adalet in the middle. So then 10 Tvachim is pulled up. Suppose you would mamish pull it up. So then you would have mamish in the chitz of Yud. So even if you don't mamish pull up, even if you don't mamish pull up 10 Tvachim of the board upwards, so we imagine as if you bent it upwards. And here too, we imagine as if you bent it upwards. And in the middle, you carve out a hollow space of Dalet Adalet. And here too, since it's 20 tvachim wide, so here too, we imagine as if you bent it. So it has mechitze of 10 tvachim on all sides, on all four sides, and in the middle it has a hollow of Dalet tvachim. That's the sheet of Hanani ben Akavi. Hanani ben Akavi, but the Rabbanon Achilik. The Rabbanon say, we don't say kei v'goit, koi v'gut, achis, both together. So if you, according to the Rabbanon, so if you'll mamish, let's say you have a big board, the gzustre, 24 tvachim long, 20 tvachim wide, and you will take kodal, 10 tvachim, from each side, and then you'll take a few nails, and knock in, like this, so then, you only have to say good, then it's alright, but to say kuvi good, according to Rabbanon, that we don't say. That we don't say. So what does he say? So in other words, so does he say that this Gemara accords with Hanani ben Akavi? No. We don't pass like Hanani ben Akavi. So he says, v'nimtzo v'malim mishom damrinom kuvi good. Umiu hocheli boyed loibinon dalet ames. Elochelochak dalet. V'afil Rabbanon depligalei hosom. In other words, so the Ramban says that even though the Rabbanon, Achelik, by the Rabbanon, Achelik, and Hanani ben Akavi's din, so they are only Chelik over there, but by Svino, the Chachomim will make. By Svino, the Chachomim will make. The Chachomim will make. That we say koivigait. We say koivigait. Now, so what does it mean? So what does it mean? So it means Vafil Rabbonet Pligal Yosom Hocheshore Mishim Deloyevsha. So in other words, so that means that Eise Mokim Dalet Umimale is only if. So what does it mean Eise Mokim Dalet Umimale? So does it mean that by the Chachot Rabbonon Amede, that we say Kiv Gate, but they cannot be more makil than Hanani ben Akavya, and Hanani ben Akavya only applies the law of Kiv Gate if it is 24 Tvachim
by 24 tvochim, 24 tvochim long and 24 tvochim wide. So how about here? So then the Ramban mentions at the end that Rav Netam says that in Achanami, when he says, Vishomaiti shera, shera b'netam izal miforesh, mokim dalet lechkak, avol tzorir dalet, amei shein asorot tvochim litzdodim, kedamrinom b'gzustre, dim poches mikan lekeli meima, koi vigoid, koi vigoid. So in other words, so that's Rav Netam shite. So Rav Netam says that he mentions the name of Rav Netam, that when Rav Chisden, Rabbi Baravune say, Eise mikim abom mimalei. So of course, mikim abom means dalet al dalet, tvochim, not dalet al dalet ames, 24 tvochim by 24 tvochim. But when he says mikim abom dalet tvochim, he means hollow. He has to make a hollow of dalet tvochim, a hollow of dalet tvochim. But the ziz itself has to have the dimensions of dalet ames by dalet ames. But the hollow that he carves out in the ziz has to be dalet tvochim al dalet tvochim. But suppose the dimensions of the ziz is less than dalet ames al dalet ames, then it's not all right. This is what Rav Netam says. But the Ramban is chilek. And then he says, Veine b'mashm. So he says, Vishomaiti sh'Rav Netam zal miforesh mokim dalet lechkak, avol tzor dalet ames, in asorot tvochim lizdodin, kidam rinom b'gzustre, dipoches miken, lek lemei makruf v'gud. Veine b'mashm. So what does he say? So in other words, so Rav Chisden, Rabbi Ravune amatia, to carry mayim from beneath the hollow, in a vertical direction from the knee of the hollow, even though the dimensions of disease are only dalet al dalet vochim, not dalet al dalet ames. But the question is, so true. So here the Rabbonon are meikil, just as Rab Hananya ben Akavi is always meikil. So here by Svino he kill, but he couldn't be more meikil Then Rab Hananya ben Akavie is meikil generally. So how is he chilek on Rav Netam? So we have to say the pshat in the Ramban is that just as Rab Hananya ben Akavie says that we always say kuvi good, even though we don't have a mechitza of yud, so it's all right. And the Rabbonim of Hananya ben Akavie are chilek. The Rabbonim of Hananya ben Akavie, they say that you must construct on the ziz, on the gzustre, you must construct a mechitza of ten tvochim. So then, b'mayim itiru. Even though it's a mechitza tluyo, so we say good achis. But in order to say good achis, so the Rabbonim say, first you must have an actual mechitza, a mechitza tluyo, but an actual mechitza tluyo of ten tvochim. Then you can say good achis. But if you don't have a mechitza tluya of ten tvochim, so you don't say good achis. That's what the Rabbonon of Rav Hananya ben Akavie say. So the Ramban says, but by Svino, even the Rabbonon applied the halacha of good achis without an actual mechitza of ten. By Svino. But it doesn't mean that here by Svino we apply the aloche of kuvi good. If we apply the here by the aloche of kuvi good, so that's only if the ziz has the dimensions of 24 tvochim by 24 tvochim, and that's Rav Netam shite. But the Ramban is chelek. So what he means is what I said before, that maybe that's the pshat in Rashi, but Teisves assumed something else in Rashi, that Rashi l'chol apoches requires mechitzas tanis, and apparently. The Ramban shite is that if the gziz is dalet al dalet and you make a hollow here, so then we apply the haloche of good achis mechitzte without an actual mechitze of ten tvochim. So, too, generally, the Rabbonon require that there should be a mechitze of ten tvochim constructed in order to be allowed lechatchile to carry water, to be mitaltel water from the yam. But by Svino, the Chachomim made a special kule, and they said that without an actual mechitza of ten tvochim, so you apply the aloch of gudachis to the uvei aziz,
to the Uvi Aziz. So maybe we say, Gudach is Mechitzte, and it goes down up to the Karkayam. And there is a hollow, so there is a hollow here, so he pulls, he draws up water from beneath that hollow into the Ziz. So he's not mitalto for a kamalas, because the water just beneath the hollow has a din of Rishta Yochid, because we apply the aloha of Gudach is Mechitzte. Yes, what is it?
Is that then what
Rabbeinu Tam meant to be Masig and Rashi? One second. Now, let's see. So, now he says the Loshen, Kuvi good. He says the Loshen, Malim Shinam Chinon, Kuvi good. But Kuvi good is only Shayach, as Rabbeinu Tam says, as Rabbeinu Tam applies it. If the Ziz has the dimensions of Dalet Ames al Dalet Ames. But the Ramban says that even if the Ziz that is hollowed out has only the dimensions of Dalet Vochim by Dalet Vochim, so we still say Kuvi good. How can we say Kuvi good? So he doesn't mean Kuvi good. He means just as Hananya ben Akavye says that we imagine something generally, even though B'mitzias, you didn't bend up the mechitze from the board. You didn't bend up, you know, 10 tvochim from the board upwards. So we imagine as if he did. So here too, by Svino, the Rabbon of Hanani Bar Kavye also say, we have to imagine as if you had the mechitz of Yud. And we say, Gudachis. So it's the same principle, the same kind of concept, but not Mamishkuv. Now, let's see the Loshon of the Magen Mishnah. Now, Perek Tesvov, Milch Shabbos, Haloch Chof, Lo Yimali Odo Mayim Min Hayam, Vehu Bisech Hasvino, Elo Yim Kinei Semokim Abo Al Abo, Yitzer Min Hasvino Al Hayam. In other words, a projection, Abo Al Abo, protruding, and above Hayam. Pamedu Am Amurim Bisho Yotei Chasor, Avol Im Hoyo Lemaylo Masor, Min Hayam, Meitziziz Kol Shehu Mimali. Shari derech mokim ptur mimalei v'in tzorich li zizeh elo mishim heker. Elo mishim heker. So the Magid Mishneh says, u'pirush Rabbi Nehaizal shederech azizu mimalei kelema sheze aziz cholul b'em tzorosei u'mishal sheil kelof derech shom u'mimalei v'chivim so the whole enclosed space up to the Karkayam is a Rishus HaYochid v'chivim shu mokim choshuv amrinon kuf atzdodim v'gudachis mechitzte kiyu hein atzvas hayom v'hakir Rishus HaYochid v'af al pishe b'gzustre shial gabi amayim tzolch mechitza asoro b'svino ikiru mipnei shein yochid la'ase shomash yase b'beisei. Now here we have the Agoyes Agro. So the Agoyes Agro says, and that Magid Mishneh, so with El Amrinon, Kufazon, because that the same Loshen is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shinun Hei. So, Veise Binekef, Umimali Derech Shom, Veinitzorich Laasis Loi Mechitzes, El Amrinon, Kufaz Dodim, Vigudachis Mechitzte. So the Gro says, Magid Mishneh B'Shem Ravai. B'Shem Ravai. Kuf Agzdodim V'gudachis Mechitzte. That's the Ram, what the Magid Mishneh says. The Ramban also says the same thing in the name of Ravai. Kuf Agzdodim V'gudachis Mechitzte. So Kein Kosav HaMagid Mishneh, the Gros says, V'aloshin Tzorich Chiyun Maikov Haleim B'Ragdalet V'yo Tzorich Leima Amrinun Gud. So that's this is what the Gros asks against the Magid Mishneh's Loshen and against the Ramban. But the Pshat in the Magid Mishneh and in the Ramban is, in other words, is the same concept. Just as Rav Hananya ben Akavya says, koiv we good. So what do you mean koiv we good? After all, you bimtzias you don't have a mechitza of yud. But we imagine. So we imagine and see if he cut up. This is 10 tefachim. There is enough material in that board to cut off. So we imagine as if we cut off this piece and then we took a few nails and knocked them into the Z's. So then even Rabbanon would say it's all right. But Rabbanon say, if you did that, fine. But if you don't do it, if you didn't do it, you can't imagine that you did it. And Rabbanan Ben Akavya says, we can imagine even though you didn't actually do it. As long as it's possible, you know, there is enough material and dimensions in that board, in that long and wide board, to do it. So even though you didn't break off a piece of the board and then with a few nails knock them up, you know, as a mechitze, so we imagine as if you did. Kevagid. So the Rabbonon say we can't imagine it. But here Gabi Svino, the Ramban and the Magnishle say, so the Rabbonon are made that we imagine it. But here we don't have to imagine as if you broke off and you bent it up. We just have to imagine as if the Uve Haziz goes down. So we have ten tefachim. So this is what it means. Now, but Rav Netam, according to Rav Netam, so Rav Netam also follows in a general way the shita of the Rabbi Goyen, but he is not as makil as the Ramban is. In other words, according to Rav Netam, so when does Rav Chizda say Eisim Mikim Arbo Mimalei? That is, there is a hollow arbo, but there must be enough space in the board to be cave. In other words, it must have, the dimensions must be 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim, according to Rav Netam. Now, so there seems to be a stira between the Rav Netam that the Ramban cites and the Rav Netam that Teisve cites. Here Teisve says the same kash. Pirat bekuntres is a mechitzas stanes. Zvinir al Rav Netam uleri. Dort nam bifere keitzat mishtatvin. Gzust rashil emayla min amayim. Eim imali min amayim bishabes. Elim kinos lo mechitzak avay ayud. Elei se mokim hayne shei aiziz. Rochev abot vochim. So he said, what does it mean? He says, he mentions the mishtan eirevim. That you must have an actual mechitzah of 10. So why doesn't he emphasize that? All right, so he doesn't emphasize that. But he means that. But he also emphasizes the fact that there must be dalet. Otherwise, even if you construct an extra mechitza of 10, he doesn't have a chalisha mechitza. But the lotion is not smooth. But then there is another difficulty here. Since he says in the name of Rav Netam and the Ri, and Rav Netam says that you don't need an extra mechitza of you. As long as there is enough space in the board, in the exustre, to bend up, you know, a mechitz of yud. So it's enough. And here, so we have to say, in order to reconcile the Rav Netam here with the Rav Netam that the Ramban mentions, so we have to say that Rav Netam is matter at one of two situations. One situation is if the dimensions of the Z's is only Dalet Vochim by Dalet Vochim, but then we must construct an extra mechitze of 10 to say Gudachis. The other situation is where the dimensions of the Z's is 24 Tvachim by 24 Tvachim, then we don't even need to construct an extra mechitze, because then we say Kufi good. Kufi good. And that, maybe that is the reason as to why the Loshen in Teisves is so obscure and so misleading, because Teisves doesn't want to spell out that according to Rav Netam you must construct a mechitze of Yud on top of the Z's, because then it would it would indicate that according to Rabbeinu Tam, you must have an actual mechitza of 10. It's not so. If the disease is very long and very wide, 24 tvochim by 24 tvochim, then without constructing actual mechitza. So in other words, you must have al pedin a mechitza of 10. So either by constructing an actual mechitza of 10, so even though the dimensions are dalet tvochim by dalet tvochim, so it's all right, or if you have a very long board, 24 tvochim by 24 tvochim, so then al pedin you have by applying the aloha of kovigud. So that's the reason as to why Tais is formulated in such a, in an obscure way. But there is a possibility that there is a Torah Sefer in this Tais. Hello, Eise Mokim, Haine Sheyir Haziz, Rochev, Arba Amois, not Arba Tvochim. Arba Amois. In other words, Arba Al Arba. So Memele, that's Mamesh, Rabbeinu Tam Shite, that the Ramban mentions. So it doesn't make any difference. I mean, there is no difference. But this is Rabbeinu Tam Shite. All right. Yes. If that's what Rabbeinu Tam means, that's what he meant by when Rashi said Tanas, he meant less than Dal Amos. Tanas not like Abayut, but like the Rocha. Oh, you mean, so maybe if we say that is a Pshat, so one is Masik on Rashi is because Rashi says, Mukim Mechitzes Tanas,
all right, but he should have said that. All right, it's possible. It's possible to say. All right, we'll leave it here. Now we left off with the Gemara. Omer Rav Nachman daf kuf from the base. Omer Rav Nachman le Rabbe Baravui el Rav. Omer Rav Nachman le Rabbe Baravui. Omer Rav Nachman le Rabbe Baravui. U Ravune di Omar meitzi imenu zis kol shehu. U mimalei. Why? Because Ravune holds that Karmeles miarem ashchino. So the question is, Ravuna Doma makes him manage this culture Malay, Zimin de Leka Asor. So sometimes it's very shallow, and there is no Asor from the Karka Hayam up to the Svino. We come mitaltil mi Karmeles Levishus Ayot. So then he's mitaltel mikamel is lishus ayochid. If he puts it on the Ziz, omalei gamrinon dein svino maalecha depoches maso. In other words, because a svino does not travel in water that is so shallow. So the Gemara has a kashe vo meroshi islei. So Rashi explains meroshi islei reisha svino heleich. Heilech umagbiya min amayim veafilu hamayim heim pchusi miyud ein gisheshesham vimimalei kineged eisimokein mitaltil mikamales leishes hayochit. In other words, because a svino does not go, I mean the captain of the svino will not travel on water that is shallow, that is less than 10 tvochim. That is less than 10 tvochim. But sometimes when the helm of the svino approaches a certain spot in the yam, there are certain spots near the shore that are shallow. But the captain, if he's aware of it, he wouldn't go there if it is so shallow. But the helm of the svino, so then might approach such a spot, and there he will not even be aware of the fact that there is less than 10 tvochim from the karka svino. So, vom roshi isleg asino reish asvino heilecho magbiya min amayim veafilo hoyu pchusim miyud engi sheshesho.
So in other words, so it wouldn't collide. So Vimi Mali Kineged Isimo came, and sometimes he wouldn't know that it is so shallow, and he will be Mimale on that place at the helm of the Svino. So Mitaltel Mikamlis Lishis Ayochit, because it's within 10 Tvochim from the Karakayam, and he wouldn't even know. So the Gemara gives the Teretz. In other words, the captain has some assistants who feel out with poles. They feel out, you know, how shallow it is, how deep it is. So even the helm will not approach on the shallow water. Because before he approaches a certain spot, so the assistants of the captain with poles, they feel out the depth of the water. All right. Now this is how Shushos lekamo. Neyodom misham shimim biklusosei sesemikamayim veimanichim. They constantly stand there on the deck and they feel out with poles the depth of the water. Veimanichim leilech hasvino lemokim omuk shemotimai leilech vitishkin leores bimkei misham. Now, this is how Rashi explains. Teisves explains it differently. V'dilma mirosho yislo pirish rach. Dilma yesh mirosho likarka shesomach lisvino shakarka gavei Hashem. V'im yeitzi derech shom yilmato ma'asoro b'mke miluye. Kivim shakarka gavei Hashem. So in other words, according to Rashi, mirosho means the helm. So in other words, so the Gemara's kasha was, when the boat is not far from the shore, so then there might be certain spots that are certain very shallow, and the captain will not be aware, and he'll be mimalei mayim. So then he'll be veir anisa shvus. So, but it connotates mirosha means a bump, an elevation. So even the interior of the yam, sometimes you find even the interior of the yam, you find a certain elevation. There might be a rock, let's say, and from the surface of that rock, so up to the point of the surface of the water, there is less of the up to the carcass, up to the Svino, so up to the seas of the Svino, so there is less than ten tvochim. So יש מרושה לקרקע ששומר לספינו שהקרקע גבי השום ואם יצא דרך שום יהיה למטה מעשורו במקי מילואי כמי שהקרקע גבי השום, because there is an elevation, and he will not, and the one who is ממלא דמיים will not be aware of it. So the Gemara gives the same teretz. In other words, the assistants of the captain, so they feel out the depth of the water at every spot before the Svino approaches a certain place. Avo Rashi din Foresh Miroshe di Svino li tochin loshein vidilmo vidigarsinom b'chol asvorim vigars, because according to the Rach Pshat that Miroshe means an elevation, so we understand the expression vidilmo. It's only a possibility, but according to Rashi Pshat, Miroshe means the helm. So what's the vidilmo Miroshe is like? Of course, every Svino has a helm. So we talking about Shemidim Modigasim Machlas Vachim. Vigasino is according to Rashi, we have to be geiris vohom miroshi isla. All right. Now, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok l'Rafchi barovi l'Rafchi de Rabbe baravune the amre eise mikim arbo mimalei umimalei so sheivchim didei hei cheshodo. So how does he spill out the dirty water? So the Gemara gives the teretz, the shodale adaf the disvino. So in other words, so first he spills it on the day of the svino, and then from the day from the svino it drips down. So mimele it's a grome, because it's not biyadai, the tiltle is not biyadai. So now, voike keche. In other words, even though it's grome, so from this gemore we see that Krome is also mit Rabbonim. Because the Gemara in Kol Kisve says that Loisase Kol Melocha Asiyo Doser Ho Krome Shor. So the Mordechai says that was not the Gemara. The Gemara says it in connection with the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, that in Kol Kisve, that in other words, if there is a Dleiko, so then the halacha is there a fire in the house. You're not allowed, if there is no pikuach nefesh, you're not allowed to put out the fire. But you are allowed to set up in the house, or in the chotzer, you are allowed to set up many klicheres. And then, once the fire reaches the klicheres, the fire will be extinguished. So that's a grommet. So the Gemara says the reason as to why you are allowed to do it is because the Torah says lisase kol melocho asiyo hudoser hogromesho. So the Mordechai says there that only means that there is no isa deraisa, but mid rabbonon itzosa. Since itzosa mid rabbonon only, so bimokim ef pseide. Let's say where there is a fire in order to prevent hepsed mommy. So the chachomim didn't asa bimokim pseide the mommy. But shall we be mocking pseide the momen? It is also to do a melocha al de grom mid rabbono. So that's the Gemara's kashi. Voike keche. In other words, even though he throws it on the deifen and then it drips down from the deifen, so it's a grome, but the grome is also also. It's also also. So the Gemara answers keche bekamelis ligozo. So from this Gemara. And many poskim, mentioned that many achrinim mentioned this gemara as a mokeya for the halacha that a grome in ishvus is muta lechatchil. That's this gemara. Keichei bikamalis ligoz. That does not mean that two shvusim is muta. Two shvusim is definitely osa. Two shvusim. Now we see that amir linochri is osa even a shvus. There are certain kules, and most Rishonim say that Amir Linochri in Melochet Reise, in Melochet Reise, Bimokim Mitzvah is Osa, and Amir Linochri, Bimokim in a Shvus, Bimokim Mitzvah is Muta. So Amir Linochri in a Shvus is called an Amir Linochri in a Reise, but it doesn't mean that two Shvusim is Muta, two Shvusim are also Osa. But this kind of tushvusim, the a grome in a shvus is muta lechatchil. That's the gemara. Keichei bikamales loy loy. Now, sheifchin idei ma'im roim kechitzas kesi koris misal ha'ma'im sheimal yishuv derech itzim mokei. If he spills it on that mokei, so then it will be most. The shodalei bichol mokim sheir